Next patient, Lula Jones, J-O-N-E-S, Lula, L-U-L-A. Mrs. Jones was seen for a follow-up visit on the 22nd of January 2013. The patient is doing well with his medication and period. She hasn't gone to physical therapy recently. She was ill with a flu and she has not been participating, period. On the other hand, she is doing good medication-wise. She's taking it properly. And it seems to be helping her, period. She's able to manage her pain well, period. The weather doesn't help. Of course, now the weather has gotten much, much colder. And cold weather also has been a problem with her for many years now, period. She does not do well in cold weather, period. The shoulder is still bothering her in both sides, the right dorsal and left, period, and also in severe back pain, period. Sure. Physical examination revealed the patient is a left-wing country. She's afebrile. Vital signs are still medical stable. Neurological condition intact. It's good. How can an empty cancer also apprehension test was positive on the right shoulder, negative on the left? There's still increased pain and extension of the lumbar spine, side bending alterations to both sides, period. Multiple trigger points and also tenderness in popping the soft tissues in the lumbar spine and also the sacroiliac joint, period. The patrician transcutaneous maneuver were also positive, and also patient has valgus pain with valgus and various maneuver of her left knee, period. Assessment is number one, status postmortem vehicle accident with arthrosis and arthropathy of the right shoulder. Also, rotator cuff tendinosis and tendinopathy in the right side. Number two is chronic back pain with degenerative arthritis and facet arthrosis. Number three is neuropathic pain. Number four is chronic myofascial pain and degenerative arthritis, period. The patient also suffers from problems also with her balance. She tends to lose balance and tends to stumble and fall, period. Recommendation is that the patient will continue medication that's been prescribed for her, such as oxycodone, 30 milligrams once, three times a day. We also have ordered a vestibular test for her to evaluate her balance issues, period. She will be doing physical therapy. I have encouraged her to return back to the physical therapy at least twice a week to improve her range of motion of the shoulder, since the range of motion of the right shoulder remains to be a problem still, period. Otherwise, the patient will be seen in 4 weeks for further evaluation as we continue to treat her. This consultation. Thank you very much. The next patient, Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, Gentry, J-N-T-R-Y. Mrs. Gentry was seen on the 22nd of January 2013. We discussed about her current condition. Her symptoms remains to be the same, that is weakness and also pain in her left thigh, just above the knee and the medial aspect of it, period. Patient also complains of having easily being bruised around this area, period. The bare touch, the bare examination of her left thigh tends to bruise her tissue, period. She's still wondering, she's still wondering what seems to be the problem. We have had MRI on this patient previously. The MRI was rather unremarkable, except with some bulging of a disc, period. The patient is still very confused and somewhat perplexed why she's having these problems, period, and she tells me that all this began after the motor vehicle accident, period. Physical examination revealed the patient left in country. She's afebrile. Vital signs are still medically stable. She does have weakness of the left leg, particularly the abduction of the left thigh. That is the adduction. Adduction of the left thigh seems to be somewhat weaker compared to the right, period. The deep tendon flexors on the patella slightly less brisk compared to the right, period. Knee extensors were, however, normal, period. The slight diminished sensation in the medial aspect of her left thigh, period. Her gait is normal, however, period. some of the stretches where a cubicle on the left side, navy on the right side. Assessment is status post motor vehicle accident with neuropathy or neuropathic pain involving the left thigh, particularly the medial aspect of the left thigh. Possibilities of femoral neuropathy or L5S1 radiculopathy, I'm sorry, L3, L4 radiculopathy is not ruled out, period. And also myofascial pain and idiopathic neuropathy, period. My recommendation is to have, to repeat the MRI under contrast, period, which I have ordered, period. Regarding the patient having to breathe easily, I have asked the patient that she should be seen by a primary care physician for further evaluation of her for possible abnormalities, bleeding factor, coagulation abnormalities, period. At this moment, I'm perplexed, period. I have advised the patient to repeat the EMG. She ought to have the EMG done since she refused to have the EMG previously. I would advise her to have the EMG again, period. Otherwise, the patient would continue medication as prescribed, but I would encourage her to have the MRI and EMG repeated, period. This consultation, thank you very much. The next patient, Amine, Kalk, K-L-E-K. Mr. Kalk was seen for 4 hours on the 22nd of January 2013. We discussed about his current condition. Mr. Cox suffers from chronic pain of his right knee, secondary to a motor vehicle accident in which he has now developed complex regional pain syndrome, RRSD, period. The weather changing doesn't seem to help, period. He also has a drop foot on her right, on the right side, secondary to peripheral neuropathy of the peroneal nerve, which was injured from the motor vehicle accident at the knee, period. The medication that he's been treated with seems to be helping him. He is on oxycodone up to 5 times a day, while he takes Fentora up to 3 times a day for breakthrough pain, period. The combination of these medications have been beneficial to this patient. He takes them as prescribed, period. He does not go to other physicians. He doesn't ask for more, period. However, I've discussed with the patient that we should consider minimizing or decreasing his medication intake, and also try other modalities such as laser treatment and also physical therapy, period. Laser treatment has been very beneficial in the treatment of neuropathy or neuropathically induced pain, period. And the patient, therefore, will have to consider that. I have advised that, period, and would like to bring the patient on at least 3-4 times a week to resume this kind of treatment and try to decrease the pain medication intake, period. Physical exam revealed the patient is alert to infantry. His AFib bilateral signs are still medically stable. He does have a right foot drop. He does have ontologic gait, period. He then continues to have allodynia, hyperalgesia, and hyperplasia on the right knee, period. There is significant tenderness and also hypersensitivity over the superficial aspect of his right knee, period. His gait is also very ontologic. The assessment is chronic knee pain, secondary to a motor vehicle accident with injury to the peripheral nerves, such as the peroneal nerve, resulting with right foot drop. Also, the patient has developed complex regional pain syndrome, or RSD, or RSD, period. My recommendation is to continue medication at this moment at the current dose, with the hope that we will try to decrease the medication gradually, and also the patient was told that he can benefit from laser treatment that we can provide him in the office, period. Otherwise, I'll see the patient in the next 4 weeks. This consultation. Thank you very much.